This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when in the 64th day of his presidency, President Joe Biden confronted the press, and he took questions for over an hour. How did he do? I'll give you my take. We'll hear some other takes. One question that wasn't asked and should have been was a question that Karen Tumulty of the Washington Post has written about, which is this: since the chaos at the border was eminently predictable, many, many people predicted it, why wasn't Joe Biden prepared? What did he expect would happen? That wasn't asked, but we'll talk about that with Karen Tumulty of the Washington Post. Coming up on the Michael Medved Show, we'll also take a look at one of America's most important allies that is actually facing a devastating drought and has now given up on technology and turned to special prayers to a gold-faced sea goddess. Let's hope they get divine intervention. Where are we talking about? We'll tell you all about it coming up. We'll also take a look at the surge in demand for new guns, particularly new guns that Democrats want to ban. Why are Democrats surprised, or is this part of the game? CNN headline, gun industry prepares for a surge in demand after back-to-back mass shootings. Is it because people are more afraid of mass shooters? They want to bring their newly acquired guns with them into supermarkets? No, I don't think that's it. I think they're afraid of something else. And it's political. We will go to that. And also the race card called into play regarding Florida spring break. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Look, Joe Biden's press conference was thoroughly boring. Really, really boring. You compare it to any of Trump's press conferences where people are shouting at each other and interrupting each other, and the president is making fact-checked misstatements literally, every 3 minutes, maybe more often than that. It was a rock'em sock'em. It was a good show. It was entertaining. The Biden press conference was so understated. There was only one moment, really, where Joe Biden even raised his voice, seemed to be particularly strongly inflected about what he had to say. Two moments, really. And one of those moments involved the Republicans, who had said that they were worried about, and that's basically all Republicans, every single one in the Congress, and I think most Republicans in the country, Republicans who said that they were concerned about the cost of the so-called COVID relief, the $1.9 trillion Democratic wish list, which President Biden very proudly signed into law. In fact, he considers that his greatest achievement so far as president in his first 64 days. Here's what he sounded like when he got annoyed talking about Republicans who are upset at the price tag. That's clip 14.
I want to change the paradigm. If you notice, didn't you find it kind of interesting that my Republican friends were worried about that the cost and the taxes that had to be had, if there is any tax to be had, as they talk about it, in dealing with the act that we just passed, which puts money in people's pockets, ordinary people? Do you hear them complain when they passed close to $2 trillion Trump tax cut? 83% going to the top 1%? Do you hear them talk about that at all? I love the fact that they found this whole idea of concern about the federal budget. It's kind of amazing. Kind of amazing. When the federal budget is saving people's lives, they don't think it's such a good idea.
Okay, and there was more of that. The obviously, the one point of his presidency that I think excites and energizes Joe Biden was the idea of the traditional Democratic identification. We're the party of the little guy. We're the party of ordinary people. The Republicans are completely servicing big, wealthy, privileged fat cats. Now, what's fascinating about that is pushing that traditional appeal is to try to get back some of those voters, blue-collar voters, working-class voters, as they're called, who voted for Barack Obama twice and very often voted for Donald Trump twice. And talking about the idea of serving little people, ordinary people, people who get up, work every day hard, Biden was actually pretty strong in trying to make those points. Maybe it will help him if anybody is focusing on this particular press conference. On the border, Joe Biden had very little to say, and there was one thing that no one followed up on in the press corps, so I will. And even Fox, in some of its commentary about this press conference, didn't make the point. He was asked about three specific small kids, one aged 9, one aged 11, kids who were coming up unaccompanied but had the phone number of their mothers on their wrist, which means that according to American policy, they have a right to make a call to try to contact their mother and basically be reunited with a parent who was here in the United States. But what wasn't said was that in most of these cases, that parent would be here illegally. And this was an opportunity for Joe Biden to say something about the need to deal with people who have established themselves in the United States, who have been here for a long time, who would like to get legal status. But if all of a sudden you're going to treat those parents as qualified to be sponsors, that's a question he should have received. Is it appropriate if someone has entered the country violating U.S. law? No, it's not a criminal violation, but it's a violation. Is it appropriate if someone is here in the country without authorization that you're going to root that individual even more firmly in the country by going ahead and transporting a child who may have walked for 1,000 miles, may have walked a great distance from Honduras or El Salvador and all the way through Mexico and all the hardships, to reward that child by granting sponsorship rights to that parent who is almost certainly, in the cases that were being described to Joe Biden in the press conference, is almost certainly someone who's entered the country illegally. Look, I'm sensitive about this for a number of reasons. My grandfather came to the United States. He had visited before. My mother's father, my German grandfather, and he had the very, very good idea to leave Germany in 1934, right after Hitler came to power and before things got incredibly ugly and deadly in Germany. But after he came to the United States and after he got permanent residency and he applied for citizenship and became a naturalized citizen as soon as he possibly could. But during that period of time, he qualified to sponsor other people, and that used to be the way it worked here. You would get precedence if you were coming as a refugee, if you were fleeing Nazi Germany. And my grandfather helped literally dozens of family members and associates and friends get their right to escape from the Nazi inferno. but he did it precisely because he had legal status here. Coming up, Ben Sasse responds to Biden's hypocrisy, he says, and more where the president spoke today. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, an invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, there is one aspect of this press conference where I think that Joe Biden and his staff may have actually been trying to follow a pattern established by Barack Obama. Now, what pattern am I talking about? Let me just say at the outset, I think the president's going to be helped by the press conference more than he's going to be hurt by it. There were so many commentators, I think irresponsible commentators on the right, who were saying, oh my goodness, the president's going to lose it, he's going to drool, he won't know where he is, he won't be able to finish his thoughts, he won't be able to express himself. President was fine. I mean, was he brilliant? Was he scintillating? Was he exciting? Anything but. He seemed, if anything, to be challenging, channeling his own inner Mr. Rogers. It was all very understated, quiet, and Jeremy added the word sedated. It was deliberately boring. There's nothing exciting or extraordinary here at all, either good or bad. It was kind of just normal. And that's part of what Biden has been running for. The question that I think a lot of people are asking, and in my my own home inner circle here, with my beautiful wife, if we were talking about it, is he was entirely adequate, which raises the question, why did they wait 64 days? Why did they wait so long? Because the people who work around the president know he's okay. They know they really have nothing to be afraid of. The press corps asked a few tough questions toward the end, but generally they were very gentle with him, as if they were afraid to push him too hard. But given the fact that the president was okay, there's a real question. Why did you wait so long? Isn't that a bit of presidential malpractice? He should have been out there talking about these issues 30 days ago, 40 days ago, a while ago, more like a normal president. He's waited longer in his first term. And he did talk about a second term today. We'll get to that. But he's waited longer than anybody else. So part of what I think is the Biden campaign is doing is following the example of the Obama presidency and the Obama campaign. You may remember that one of the questions about Barack Obama was when this birther crap started coming up, and yes, it was originally introduced by supporters of Hillary Clinton in the primaries against Barack Obama back in 2008. But when, as president, they continued harping on this birth certificate, I think one of the big questions is, okay, President Obama, you can easily address this, right? If you really were born in Hawaii, and he was, why not bring up the evidence, just settle the issue, get rid of it? And you may remember, those of you who have been listening for years, one of the things I said on the air, and I said it again and again and again, and I know I'm right, was that Obama was basically allowing this to happen because it helped him. The more that Republican fringe people were focusing on the non-issue of birtherism and claiming with no evidence at all that Obama was born in Kenya, the better it was for the president. You may remember that the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where he teased Trump so mercilessly about birtherism, he relished in it. He had gag lines about it. Because the president understood that the more that people attack him on a basis for which there is no basis, they attack him on a completely spurious, ridiculous, lunk-headed, moronic, out-of-the-ballpark charge, the better it is for him. Okay, it's the same thing with this idea of Biden suffering from dementia, and his acuity is gone, and he can't speak, and he can't think, and he can't function, and he's only a shadow president, that he's actually somebody else behind him pulling the strings. The more that Republicans focus on that, the less they focus on issues that really matter, like the integrity of elections. That really matters. Like the deficit spending, like the crisis at the border. I mean, all of it. The more they focus on Joe Biden's alleged personal problems, speaking or communicating or handling the presidency, the better it is for Biden. And that's part of what happened with this press conference. Because he waited so long, there were all of these expectations and predictions by people like Tommy Lahren. Oh, my goodness, he just is going to fumble it. He won't be able to handle it. So he comes off okay, normal, and it's a big triumph. It's basically allowing your opponents to hurt themselves. And I think that's part of what Joe Biden did. I mentioned before that there were only two issues that seemed to actually provoke real passion from the President of the United States. One of them was that issue of economic fairness and justice and Republicans being only concerned and helping fat cats with their tax cuts, but not wanting to send a $1,400 checks to other Americans. There's also the issue of voting rights, which means the Democratic attempt to completely restructure American elections. And Biden got pretty heated on that one. This is clip 15. Listen.
I'm talking about voters. Voters. And so I'm convinced that we'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. I mean, this is gigantic what they're trying to do, and it cannot be sustained.
What he's talking about is Republican efforts on the state level, and there are over 108 different bills to try to tighten up things like early voting, to restrict some of the instances of mail-in voting, to add in various states what they have in many states already, which is that, yes, you can get a mail-in ballot, but you have to have an excuse. You're either going to be out of town on election day, or you're ill or incapacitated, or your job will, that job thing wouldn't even work. One of the things that he talked about, and I don't know that it's true, the president talked about a Republican attempt to end voting day at 5 o'clock because they knew that working people would only get off work at 5 o'clock. So they were trying to stop working people from voting. I mean, come on, Mr. President. That's not spot on. Ben Sasse, outstanding senator from Nebraska, is one of those people who called out Joe Biden on real hypocrisy on the filibuster issue. It's an issue where I think I understand the position the president's trying to take. Understand it, but in no way respect it. He ought to speak far more clearly on this. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he is addressing the crowding of illegal immigrant children in U.S. camps. The president holding his first news conference in 64 days saying,
I went to, for example, I used all the resources available to me, went to the Defense Department, and the Secretary of Defense has just made available Fort Bliss, 5,000 beds, be immediately available, 5,000 beds in the Texas border. So we're building back up the capacity that should have been maintained and built upon.
A lawyer for the suspected gunman in the Boulder, Colorado grocery store attack says her client has an unspecified mental illness. The judge ruling the suspect will be held without bond until his mental health can be evaluated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Joe Biden's position, I think, on the filibuster is that he doesn't want to scrap it entirely, but he has said before he wants to actually go back to the old system that existed before 1970 and that meant that filibusters were far more limited. It meant that people actually had to get up and talk for hours. And usually it's not one individual, as in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington or other dramatizations about the way the Senate works. It would often be one senator having the floor and then going to another senator who had the floor. I think the most I'm laughing because it truly was funny, is that when we had the government shut down over Obamacare, and right when Obamacare was coming online, before it came online so disastrously, the Ted Cruz, who was a new senator, liked the idea. I mean, he's Ted Cruz, after all. He liked the idea of actually getting up there and speaking. I think he spoke for 12 hours. It may have been more than that. But I know part of the time he was reading Dr. Seuss. Do you remember this? Okay, that's what Joe Biden apparently wants. Rather than simply refusing to allow a majority to call the question, what that means is that generally in what you have in parliamentary bodies is you can move in the middle of a debate to say, I move to call the question, meaning let's go to a vote. We've heard enough. Enough talking. And because senators love to talk, that often is not immediately done. You'll have a tough time finding a supermajority, which is required. In other words, if you want to cut off debate now on anything, you need 60 votes. What they won't allow that to happen with is with appointments. You can't filibuster an appointment, and not a Supreme Court appointment in particular. Otherwise, Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett would not be on the Supreme Court because they didn't have 60 votes on their behalf. So now they're talking about getting rid of the filibuster altogether, but what Biden says he wants to do is to actually make the senators get up there and talk for a while, which would make it far less common to impose the filibuster as a tactic. Here is Ben Sasse pointed out, the senator from Nebraska, and he's entirely correct. He says Senator Biden was a relentless defender of the filibuster. But now that President Biden looks in the mirror and sees FDR, he's keeping the door open for a complete 180 to blow up the institution he spent four decades defending. And it used to be Democrats, particularly Southern segregationist Democrats, who were much more inclined to use the filibuster than Republicans. Ben Sasse says he was right when he summed it up this way numerous times. The Senate ought not act rashly by changing its rules to satisfy a strong-willed majority. Well, that's right. But Biden actually sounded a little bit confused when he was talking about the filibuster today in the press conference. This is clip 11. Listen.
I'm going to say something outrageous. I had never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate. So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway, we're ready to get a lot done. And if we have to, if there's complete lockdown and chaos as a consequence of the filibuster, then we'll have to go beyond what I'm talking about.
Okay, he obviously was about to say something, and I really don't know what it was, that he thought better of. Or maybe someone sent him a secret signal that said, don't go there, Mr. President. But he went on to talk about the filibuster as a relic of Jim Crow. The second, actually, this was the first mention of Jim Crow, then he mentioned Jim Crow later on. This is clip 17.
Regarding the filibuster, at John Lewis's funeral, President Barack Obama said he believed the filibuster was a relic of the Jim Crow era. Do you agree?
Yes.
If not, why not abolish it if it's a relic of the Jim Crow era?
And
successful electoral politics is the art of the possible. Let's figure out how we can get this done and move in the direction of significantly changing the abuse of even the filibuster rule first. It's been abused from the time it came into being by an extreme way in the last 20 years. Let's deal with the abuse first.
It sounds like you're moving closer to eliminating the filibuster. Is that correct?
I answered your question.
Okay, he didn't really answer her question. What he is doing, it seems to me, is basically trying to keep that as a hammer, to try to force or shake loose 2, 3, 4, 5 Republican votes on some of these big issues he has coming up. And then he can say, okay, we don't need the filibuster, but basically saying to Republicans, if you continue to hold tight, as they should on some of these issues of conscience, if the Republicans continue to hold tight and not to give support at all to the Biden agenda, this particularly the very expensive infrastructure agenda that is coming up, that if they continue to do that, he can always say, well, if you don't come forward, if we don't have a little bit more bipartisanship, if we don't have a little bit more cooperation with you guys, I'm going after the filibuster. And basically wrecking the Senate as a compensatory institution for the House of Representatives, which is the way that it was set up in our Constitution. He was asked very directly whether he was planning to run for president in 2024. And he said, yes, I expect that I will run. And then Caitlin Collins of CNN followed up on that, and the exchange sounded like this. This is clip 13.
So is that a yes, that you are running for re-election?
Look, I don't know where you guys come from, man. I've never been able to travel. I'm a great respecter of fate. I've never been able to plan 3.5 years ahead for certain.
And if you do run, will Vice President Harris be on your ticket?
I would fully expect that to be the case. She's doing a great job. She's a great partner. She's a great partner.
And do you believe you'll be running against former President Trump?
Oh, come on. I don't even think about it. I have no idea. I have no idea whether it'll be a Republican Party. Do you? I know you don't have to answer my question, but I mean, you know, do you? I mean, look, this is the way I view things. I become a great respecter of fate in my life. I set a goal of this that's in front of me to get things done for the people I care most about, which are hard-working, decent American people who are getting really having it stuck to them.
Okay, I think that basically what you're hearing again is like his answer on the filibuster, is he recognizes that if he said, well, I don't know if I'm running for re-election, to just give a straight-out answer, no, he's not announcing a candidacy, but he expects he will be a candidate, then he does not become an instant lame duck. One of the interesting things is they asked him about that, and he dodged. They asked him, well, at this point, President Trump had already set up his re-election campaign. Could have pointed out that was unusual. It's not unusual to avoid an answer to running for re-election when you're still in your first year as president. We'll be right back.
I'm going to say something outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show.
Anyway.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
CNN coverage of the presidential press conference that we just have been listening to some highlights and lowlights of. They have a headline, Biden, the filibuster is being abused in a gigantic way, in quotes. And then they say, President Biden expressed support for filibuster reform, suggesting he was willing to bend or even abolish the arcane Senate rule on certain issues in order to accomplish his agenda. The use of the term arcane, which means old-fashioned, outdated, is just a gross example of media bias. And I don't believe that you would have unanimity at all among the American people. Certainly you'd have no support at all among Republicans about this idea that the filibuster is arcane, that it's outdated, that it ought to go away. They go on, they say, responding to a reporter's question, Biden first said he believes senators ought to have to hold the floor in order to delay action in the Senate. We were just talking about that. It used to be you had to stand there and talk 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 until you collapsed. And guess what? People got tired of talking and tired of collapsing, he said. I strongly support moving in that direction. In other words, he's talking about moving in the direction of more talking and more collapsing. The filibuster is being abused in a gigantic way, he said. We're going to get a lot done. If we have to, if there's a complete lockdown and chaos as a consequence of the filibuster, then we'll have to go beyond what I'm talking about. Let's go to what you're talking about, to Daryl in Seattle. Daryl, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Listen, I...
Hey.
I'm a little worn out with the Jim Crow analogy. Every time Biden gets up there, I'm a black man. I've never met or seen Mr. Crow or Mr. Jim. My parents saw them because they were in Florida at the time when they first got married. My dad saw Jim Crow in the military. Moms certainly saw Mr. Crow and Mr. Jim in the restaurants, but they were able to overcome by working hard and not seeing race as the total reality of their living experience by being successful. Now, my point is, I think I've heard you say Biden is going to unite this country. I've yet to see it. He's not.
I've never said that Biden is going to unite this country. I've said that's what he says he wants to do. But saying that you want to do something is very different from doing it.
All right, then I will agree that you didn't say that. My only point, my second point simply is I've never seen him do anything for anyone except for his family and his friends and his cronies. If anyone, I'm happy to hear, anyone, especially black people, what has he done? He rattles the chains, pulls out the sheets, undermines us, belittles us. We're only pulled out of the closet when Jim Crow comes around. We're only pulled out of the closet when we're marginalized, when we're undermined. We can't think for ourselves. We can't do anything for ourselves. We need Papa Biden and government to take care of us. And quite frankly, as a professional person, I just get worn out and tired of hearing the same old vitriol. And now they do it with the Asians.
Okay, let me ask, Daryl, stop for just a moment. And let me ask you this. You said that your parents experienced Jim Crow down in Florida, which, of course, was a Confederate state and was very much impacted by Jim Crow rules. How did that change? Didn't a civil rights bill have something to do with that? The great civil rights bills of 1964 and 1965 that had strong Republicans.
Well, of course, Michael, that had something to do with it.
And strong support. Okay, so aside from what you're saying is absolutely true, and it goes along with what historians really do point out, which is black people were self-liberating in the sense of people like your parents making sacrifices, working hard, getting ahead. But removing the Jim Crow rules that said you couldn't go to the same school had to do with judgments by the Supreme Court, but also with enabling legislation and reforms like the civil rights bills that had strong Republican support but were led by Democrats, including after he came to the Senate in 1973, including Joe Biden. Isn't that true?
That is true, but here's the point, Michael, and no one remembers that. The point is black folks overcame these inequities in their lives, just like my parents did. My mother looked white. On her side of the family, everyone was as white as snow, even though they were black. And my dad was as dark as night. Now imagine traveling through Mississippi with a white woman during those times. When I asked my father about these experiences, you know what he said? He said, "Son, there's only one color in life." I said, "What is that, Dad?" He said, "Green." He said, "Green, earn it. Make money, we'll give you options." When blacks could have two parents in the household, when blacks worked for themselves, when they weren't on welfare, when their kids were studying, when they were taking care of each other, they had options. What are the options for blacks today? What are our options? All I see is the racial inequality that the Democrats perpetrate on the working class black folk. Meaning we're too ignorant to have a driver's license. We're too ignorant to work for ourselves. We're too ignorant to get married. We're too ignorant to put our kids in good school. We're too ignorant understand when
Daryl,
people give you something, you have nothing.
Daryl, what you're saying is very profound and very appropriate. And it's even the former Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, who, of course, is from a very well-to-do black family, said that 25% of black people don't have driver's licenses. They don't have ID, which is garbage. Any commission that looked at that, any commonsensical approach like the one you're taking, shows that that is nonsense. Because without a driver's license, you can't cash a check, you can't get on an airplane, you can't live as a normal human being in this society. And the truth of the matter is, what you're saying is absolutely correct, despite the Democratic Party's emphasis and the liberal emphasis on victimhood, and now they're trying to apply that to Asian Americans, even less credibly, that idea of victimhood does undermine the will and the courage and the ability to take control of your own life, as you obviously have done and as your parents did before you. Daryl, I greatly appreciate your call and the perspective that you provide. Coming up, there is so much going on about the controversy on the border. We'll play some of the way that Joe Biden actually got some pretty tough questions, and he got one ridiculously softball question. Basically, where Yamiche Alcindor of PBS, Public Broadcasting, Your Tax Dollars at Work, asked a question saying, isn't it true that the reason we have a surge at the border is because you're such a decent and wonderful human being? Okay, I understand what she was trying to get at, but boy, given that that was one of the first questions that he took, I think it was the second question in the entire press conference, it made it look like a loaded deal. And what about the question that President Biden frequently consulted his notes at the podium? Is that something that he ought to watch out for, something that undermined his performance? Lindsey Graham, actually, has just said that he thinks that the press conference that just took place is going to make the situation on the border worse, not better. We'll get to why, and also why is it that gun sales are expected to surge? Sales for guns, for ammo, everything, in response to the mass shootings that took place in Atlanta and Colorado. We will talk about that and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.